Clash Kids Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Hanson on the dribble, gets to the free throw line, out to Myers for the three. Nothing but net. Grant Myers, back-to-back buckets. He's got seven.
Tonight, boys sub-district play tips off with the opening game in the C-110 tournament at Kearney High as the Centura Centurions take on the Broken Bow Indians. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
He's putting the pressure on Lemberg in the backcourt. Now Lemberg will fire it over. Three-pointer, Hanson up and in. The first three-pointer of the game by either team belongs to the Centurions, and they've cut the lead down to four.
Centura down Broken Bow by five last month and looks for the season sweep tonight. This evening's winner will face off with top seed Gibbon tomorrow night. It's the Centurions and Indians coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Dugalai from Kearney High School right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Kearney High School for continuing coverage of the postseason in high school basketball. With our producer-engineer, Stacey Johns, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show, where this week it is Class C and D boys sub-district action, and it begins tonight here in the C-110 with the Centura Centurions taking on the Broken Bow Indians. We've got basketball in the breeze, 94.5 FM, with Blue Hill taking on Franklin in the C-2-8 at Minden. And on ESPN 1460 and 1550, we're down the hill at Kearney Catholic for opening round action in the D-1-9, where Axtell is taking on Wilcox Hildreth. Any of those three games can also be heard on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Interesting matchup tonight. You've got Broken Bow out of the Southwest Conference, who has played some of the traditional powers in Minden and Cozad, who won the tournament this year. And then you have Centura, who has just five wins, coming out of maybe the deepest Luplat Conference field that they have had in years. But one of Centura's five wins did come against these Broken Bow Indians just over a month ago, and that game was at Centura, winning it by a score of 55-50. And Centura did pick up a win last week over Arcadia Loup City, so trying to get things on the right track here in a sub-district that is not this year overpowered like the girls were last week. For Broken Bow, they come in 2-2 in their last four games. Winners on the road at Ogallala and Minden, dropping home games to Cozad and Lexington. These teams, when they score, they play well, but a lot of those scores, when they are getting beat, can keep them down in the 30-point range. Don't expect that here tonight. The winner of this basketball game will be back tomorrow night at 6 o'clock and take on the top seed, Gibbon, who won this district last year and made their first trip to state since 1980. Gibbon is 16-6 coming in, 16-7 after the loss to Overton on Friday night. Then Kearney Catholic and Minden are the number 2 and 3 seed. The Stars are 12-11 and Minden is 8-15. So this district, sub-district, is pretty wide open. On the other side, you've got Grand Island Central Catholic, Adams Central, St. Paul, Wood River are all over on that side, same as the girls were 1 week ago. So we'll see how that all pans out. Then the sub-district finals are Thursday. Girls' district finals will be coming up on Friday, and we'll talk more about that here in a little bit. Right now, though, we'll take a break of the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be back with the starting lineups and get you ready for Centura Broken Bow here on Classic Hits.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. Let's take a look at the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service, Five Points Bank. Taking your banking and making it simple, Five Points Bank of Kearney. The visitors this evening will be Centura. They're the number five seed. Their starting lineup has not changed very much this year. Number one is a six-foot junior, Michael Hansen. Number three is a six-foot senior, Nathan Lemberg. Number 20, 5 foot 7 inch junior, Grant Myers. Number 23, 5'10 senior, Jacob Hickok. And number 50, 6'4 sophomore, Travis Holcomb. The head coach of the Centurions is Dave Oman, assisted by Bill Brown and Thomas Yoakum. Centurions are 5-17. For Broken Bow, number 10 is a 6 foot senior, Marcus Miller. Number 24, 5'8 junior, Josh Jacobson. Number 40, 6 foot junior, Austin Reynolds. Number 42, a 5'11 senior, Grayson Minnick. And number 44, a 6 foot 2 inch senior, Jordan Lemberg. The head coach of the Broken Bow Indians is Ryan Watovic, assisted by Nate Olson and Brad White. Broken Bow is 9-11 on this basketball season. They come in as the number four seed. They put together a four-game winning streak coming out of the holiday basketball tournament, beating the likes of Loomis, Stapleton, McPherson County, Holdridge, and they do own a victory over Gibbon. And if they win tonight, then they will take on Gibbon tomorrow. And that is a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Five Points Bank, taking your banking in, making it simple. Five Points Bank of Kearney. Getting ready for the starting lineups here tonight at Kearney High's gymnasium, and we're glad to have you along with us on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Dannebrog, Caro, and the starting lineups are just about ready to be announced. Again, a reminder that we've got girls' district finals on Friday here on Classic Hits. Ravenna will play Dundee County on 1230 KHAS. St. Cecilia will play Sutton, and on ESPN 1460 and 1550 AM, Bertrand will be taking on Giltner. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. And we'll be back with the tip-off of tonight's basketball game in a moment here on Classic Hits.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska. And it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Caro. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. A big thank you to Athletic Director Mitch Stein and the fine folks here for their hospitality as we get ready for this C-110 boys sub-district opener between Broken Bow and Centura. But as we said going into break, it's pretty wide open. Everybody's beaten everybody. As we said, Broken Bow lost to Centura, but Broken Bow has beaten Gibbon, and Gibbon has lost to Kearney Catholic this year. Then you've got Minden in the field as well, so there's a pretty good round robin of basketball teams, as Broken Bow has also beaten Minden. So anybody's got to think that they can win a couple of games in this tournament. Even tonight, Broken Bow knows that they could win three games and go to the district final. So kind of like we had last week in the girls' game, you just hope to get out of this and survive and play tomorrow night. Again, tomorrow night, Gibbon will play the winner of this game at 6, and then Kearney Catholic and Minden will play the boys' game at 7:45. Probably not quite as many fans on hand tomorrow night as there was for the Kearney Catholic Minden girls' game this past Thursday. Well, congratulations to the area wrestlers after they came out of the state wrestling tournament. Brady Husenfeld over at Centura, a third-place medal for the Centurions, one of their highest finishes in a number of years. Well, these two boys' basketball programs are trying to, as everybody else is in the state, get down to Lincoln and play in the state high school basketball tournament. Broken Bow has caught lightning in a bottle from time to time, but for the Broken Bow Indians, they have not been to the state tournament since 1999, and so it's been a long drought for Broken Bow. For Centura, same situation. Here's a program that has had some pretty good basketball teams but has not been to state since 2000 and only been there twice in their school's history. The Nebraska women's basketball team is in action tonight as well as they are taking on Penn State, and it's Nebraska dominating. Nebraska 52, Penn State 30 at the half. That game is on ESPN2. Here, it's Classic Hits 98.9 basketball, and we are ready to go. Jumping center for Centura will be Travis Holcomb. For Broken Bow will be Jordan Lemberg, and we're ready to get the C-110 underway. The ball is in the air, and the control to Broken Bow. They attack on the layup. They'll score. Marcus Miller fed Grayson Minnick on a set play off the opening tip, and it took 5 seconds for Broken Bow to get on the board here and take the lead at 2-0. Centura on their first offensive set will get it into the corner. Myers will drive, try to dump it off to the big fellow Holcomb. The ball is knocked away and a turnover for Centura. The Indians will push the ball up the floor. Here's an open three for Minnick. That one is off the iron, no good. And the rebound comes down to Travis Holcomb. In watching Centura multiple times this year, they need to stay out of foul trouble. Turnovers seem to be a problem, and they kind of come in clusters for the Centurions. They can go a whole quarter with one or two, and then all of a sudden they get 8 or 9, and that's what really puts them in long, dry spells. Can't afford those here tonight. Nathan Lemberg dribbles to the right side against a man-to-man here for Broken Bow. Lemberg forces it down to Holcomb. Double team back to Nate. Three-pointer in the right corner. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound brought down by Hickok. Inside, Lemberg short jumper. Hit the iron, no good. Minnick will get the rebound. Broken Bow wants to push it, but Centura gets back defensively, and the Centurions are going to set up in a 2-1-2 zone. Marcus Miller swings it over on the right wing to Jacobson. Skip pass back over to Miller on the left side of the key. Keeping it up top, they'll run a screen off the ball right side. Back over to Miller. Keeping it around the perimeter here, seeing if they can get Jordan Lemberg open. They try to lob it into him. Not a well-thrown pass and easily picked off there by Travis Holcomb. That's one of those where they decided, well, we've passed it long enough, we'll throw it inside. Lemberg with the good defense. Lemberg here at the other end. Holcomb gets it down low. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Austin Reynolds. Into the middle of the floor is Jacobson. Brings it to the right elbow, stops, kicks it to the trailer. Left wing now, Minnick drives baseline. Off balance, one-hander, no good. Got his own rebound, back up and in. So Grayson Minnick with both buckets here in the early going for Broken Bow. And they lead it 4-0, 2 minutes into the game. Centura will bring it across the timeline here for Nathan Lemberg. Lemberg throws it up top to Michael Hansen. Lemberg the leading scorer. Finally, they get it down to Holcomb. Missed the driving layup. Rebound brought down by Lemberg. Broken Bow into the front court. Right side with it is Minnick. Swing it to the left side to Jacobson. Jacobson off the ball screen, back between the circles. They'll get it to Miller. The senior point guard will get the play from Coach Ryan Watovic. To the right elbow they go to Lemberg. Back up top to Minnick. Lemberg at the free throw line. Back to Minnick. He'll drive in. They just kind of let him go, and he scores. Time out will be taken here by Centura. And Coach Dave Oman's going to hope to get a little pep in the step of his young men with 5:21 to go here in the first quarter of play. It's Broken Bow 6, Centura nothing. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Melzac Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off season, make the call to Melzac Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Melzac Service of Dannebrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
.521 to go here in the first quarter, and Grayson Minnick has all the points in the game. Broken Bow 6 and Centura nothing, as the Centurions bring it in out of the timeout. Into the corner to Myers. He's a very good three-point shooter. They got to cover him. He'll set the screen. Lemberg outside the arc stops and goes up top to Hickok. Over to Myers off the screen. An open three on the way, but it's over everything. And the ball is going to be saved again by Grayson Minnick. And here come the Indians. They try to make the long outlet pass. It's underthrown for Jacobson and turned over. Second turnover for the Indians. And Centura still looking to get on the board here with 4:45 to go in the first quarter of play. Hickok at the top of the circle. Holcomb camping out of the lane. And the ball stolen away on the other side. Picked off there by Jacobson. Goes to the other end. Puts up a tough shot. No good. Rebound comes to Austin Reynolds. And right now, Centura just looks a step slow everywhere, offensively, defensively. The ball ends up going out of bounds. And the ball's going to belong to Centura. So the Centurions will bring in Hunter Kasperson. And on the right wing with it will be Hickok. Top of the circle, Kasperson. On the right wing, they'll go to Lemberg. Lemberg off the ball screen. His double team pick and roll was a little late, so they kick it back out top to Hansen. Hansen off the ball screen. Wasn't much of a screen. The defender stays right with him. Get it to Holcomb. Left block. Turnaround jumper. Good, and he's fouled. So maybe it took the foul to get that shot online and get him going. Foul's going to be called on Jordan Lemberg. That's the first foul of the game on either team. And a chance at a three-point play here for Travis Holcomb. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good. Holcomb gets about 11 a game, and he's got the first three here for Centura. 6-3 Broken Bow, and we are midway through the first quarter of play. Centura puts on a little three-quarter court zone trap. Broken Bow yet to break it. Miller into the front court, and a reach-in foul on Hickok as the ball came loose, and that'll be the first foul on Centura. Broken Bow will take it out on the far side. A smaller crowd here on this opening night. Both teams hoping to advance to tomorrow night to take on Gibbon. And maybe the best player in C1, Riley Reinertsen, and his teammates. Driving into the double team is Minnick. Minnick loses it. It's picked up. And there's a blocking foul on Hickok trying to deny the baseline to Austin Reynolds. And for Hickok, that'll be his second personal foul. We said early on, Centura has to stay out of foul trouble. They always seem to have somebody get two quick ones or maybe even three. And so Hickok will come out, and here comes Wyatt Gleason, just a freshman for Coach Dave Oman. And Broken Bow will take it out underneath their own hoop. To lob it in is Minnick. He'll come up top to Josie Evans, who has checked in. Back over to Miller. Work the ball around the perimeter. Centura still in a zone. Broken Bone just keeping that ball out around the perimeter, trying to get somebody off a back screen or a back cut. Looking into the paint, and nothing there as Centura kind of packs that zone in. Jacobson starts to reverse it. Now comes back onto the left wing, dump it into the corner to Minnick. Minnick for three. It's off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound brought down by Kasperson. He'll hand it off to Lemberg, and Lemberg will wait for the traffic to clear and bring it into the front court. Left wing, quick pass over to Hansen. Long three for Michael. It's off the glass, no good. Ball bouncing around off of Holcomb and into the hands of Jordan Lemberg. Fast break for Broken Bow. Can't get the reverse layup, and the pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by Lemberg. Into the ball game for Broken Bow. Austin Reynolds off a short break, and here's Jose Guzman, another freshman in for Centura. Hansen will check out, as will Minnick. 6-3, Broken Bow, 2:54 to go here in the first quarter of the C-110 Boys Sub-District Tournament at Kearney High. Broken Bow off the inbound, trying to get everybody moving where they want. Weak side, Jacobson back up top to Miller. Miller tries to fire it inside, and not ready for it that time was Reynolds, and it's going to be picked off. Broken Bow's third turnover. Centura will go half court. Haven't been able to do a whole lot of running right now. Lemberg in the lane, 11-footer, skips off the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Marcus Miller. The board's being controlled by the Indians. Miller to the right elbow, pulls up from 15, skips off the rim, no good. Board comes down to Wyatt Gleason. So we've run up and down the floor quite a bit, but that ball hasn't found its way through the cylinder very much. 6-3 Indians try to lob it into Holcomb. Ball deflected but grabbed by Wyatt Gleason. The Indians know exactly who burned them last time, and they are really trying to double down on the big fella in Travis Holcomb. And Centura seems to be a little confused on what else to do here if they can't get it to the big fella. They put up a couple of threes and haven't been able to hit those either. Kasperson to the right elbow. They'll pull Holcomb outside, try and post up one of the guards. That doesn't work either. Long possession here for Centura. Good defense by Broken Bow. A minute 40 to go in quarter number one. Lemberg's going to pull the ball out. They'll spread the floor even more. Everybody outside the arc. Three up top at the 28-foot line. Holcomb and Gleason in the corners. Lemberg just dribbling around. Absolutely nobody moving for Centura. I think they're trying to get Lemberg isolated one-on-one here. Coach Dave Oman wants to get the Indians to come out and play the ball. They think Lemberg might be able to take Miller off the dribble. Lemberg still dribbling. Now he comes into the paint, stumbles, lays it up and in. So it worked. They made Broken Bow come out and kind of take a poke at the ball. And it's 6-5, a minute to go here in the first quarter. Bow with the lead. Miller drives, bounce pass underneath, and a foul on the shot attempt. Austin Reynolds, what a bounce pass by Marcus Miller, wrapping it around the defender. Fouls on Hunter Kasperson. That'll be his first and the team's third. And we've got our first free throws of the game for Broken Bow, who have not scored in 4.5 minutes. But they have the lead, and Austin Reynolds will shoot. Free throw good. Into the game for Centura, Grant Myers again. 57 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And in for Broken Bow, Noah Gary, 6'2 junior, will give Lemberg a breather. Second free throw now for Reynolds. Austin takes a little time, and the junior puts it up and in. Nailed them both. So it's 8-5, Broken Bow. And the Centurions will bring it up with Lemberg on the bench. It looks like Myers will take over the point. Grant across the timeline, met there by Jacobson. Lost the dribble. Ball's loose. Ball's going to be deflected. Stolen to the other end. The layup is up and good by Josh Jacobson on Centura's third turnover. 10-5 with 35 seconds to go here in the quarter. Myers across the timeline, poking at it, trying to get it again, is Jacobson. Up top to Kasperson. Kasperson to the top of the circle, swings it right side. Myers has a good look at a three. It skips out, no good. Rebound, Kasperson, back up and in. Offensive follow for Kasperson. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Broken Bow will get the last shot. They don't have to waste a lot of time. Josie Evans with 9. Evans with 7 between the circles. Double team jump pass left wing. Jacobson steps into the defender, puts the jumper up, and Josh hits it. And that will be the end of the first quarter of play. We have the most scoring in the last minute, and that wakes the crowd up a little bit. It's Broken Bow 12 and Centura 7. You're listening to the C110 Boys Subdistrict Tournament on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Kearney High School as we get the second quarter underway. And Centura has the basketball, trailing Broken Bow 12-7. Travis Holcomb had 3 for Centura. Grayson Minnick had the first 6 for the Indians. Each team had 3 turnovers, 8 boards for the Indians, 5 for Centura. Up top, they'll get the ball to Hickok. Jumps it into the corner to Kasperson. Back out of the right wing here, little triangle. Rolling along, they'll try and look for Holcomb. Once again, he's covered, so a 3 on the way. It's no good by Nathan Lemberg. Rebound right back where it came from. And boxing out the shooter is Jacobson. He'll push the ball up the floor to Minnick. Reverse it over to Marcus Miller. Down the left-hand corner, Lemberg. Quick ball movement here to the high post. Right wing. Now a three-pointer on the way. Too strong for Jacobson. And on the rebound attempt, we have got a foul underneath. Going to be called on Centura. Looks like what Kasperson was trying to push Lemberg out of the way. That'll be his second, team's fourth. And Centura, not even a minute here into the second quarter, has decided to call another timeout. So with 7:09 to go in the first half of play, your score is still 12-7 Broken Bow. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Kearney, we'll be right back.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now. And welcome back to C-110 basketball action here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. In other action tonight, Blue Hill leads Franklin at the end of one, 19-11. Lemberg tries the baseline. Jumper no good. Rebound grabbed by Jordan Lemberg. You've got Nathan for Centura, Jordan for Broken Bow. On ESPN 1460, Wilcox Hildreth leads Axtell 13-5 at the end of one. The Blue Hill Franklin game is on the breeze, 94.5. No scoring here in the first 90 seconds of the second quarter. Thinking about the three as Minnick decides to get rid of it. Swing it over to Marcus Miller on the left side. Centura staying in that 2-1-2 zone. Broken Bow trying to throw across it, and the pass going to be knocked away by Hunter Kasperson. Broken Bow has their original five starters out there. Miller, Jacobson, Reynolds, Minnick, and Lemberg. And they have given the ball to Centura here for some reason. So Broken Bow will be credited with a turnover, and here's a three-pointer. The Centurions bury it just like that. Michael Hansen. And that's our first three of the game. 1 of 6 for Centura, 0 of 3 for Broken Bow. First bucket of the second quarter as well makes it 12-10. Left-hand corner with it. It's going to be Jacobson. Tries to force it inside. Does. Short jumper. Jordan Lemberg up and in. His first bucket of the ball game, and Broken Bow answers right back, 14-10. Indians by 4. Lemberg between the circles. Running a low 1-4. Here's another 3 for Hansen. That one from the left-hand corner is no good. Rebound grabbed by Jordan Lemberg. To Miller. Out of the right side. Driving into the corner. Now the baseline. Minnick takes it at Holcomb. Holcomb says, I don't think so. Partially blocks it and comes away with a basketball. Centura will get it to Nate Lemberg. Tries the right side. Still outside the arc against the man-to-man of the Indians. Up top, Hickok. Bounce pass inside. Holcomb. Double team. Back out Lemberg. Now Holcomb really working inside there against the defender, Jordan Lemberg. Skip pass over. Hickok, open three. That's too strong. Ball is going to be grabbed, and standing out of bounds is going to be Broken Bow. So they got it, but they're out of bounds. And the ball will remain Centura's. Checking into the game here will be Grant Myers, and Hickok will check out. So you've got Hansen, Kasperson, Lemberg, Myers, and Holcomb. For Centura, they take it out underneath their own hoop. Working around the perimeter, trying to get Myers open off the screen. They get it to him, but can't get the shot away. Grant now takes it back from Hansen. Back out between the circles. It'll be Lemberg slowly dribbling from the left to the right wing, trying to force it inside again, but the ball tipped and taken away. Fourth Centura turnover. Miller surveys the floor, last man up. Picks the dribble up the free throw line. They get it down to the left baseline. Inside for the little layup. It's good for Jordan Lemberg on the assist from Reynolds. That was three incredibly quick five-foot passes to find the open man, and it's back to a six-point lead here, the largest of the game for Broken Bow at 16-10. Hansen backing out on the left wing, overload left side, back out between the circles. Lemberg out near midcourt, looking for the ball screen here. Kasperson wanted a pick and roll, but they switched well on the Broken Bow defense. Hansen, again, forcing it into Holcomb. Drop step, turnaround, low block, right side, scores. 5 points now for Holcomb, 16-12, Broken Bow. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. As the Indians bring it into the front court, Minnick tries to weave his way through the zone, ends up in the paint, needs to pass the ball off. It's going to be picked up there by Jacobson, and a walk called on Broken Bow. Their fifth turnover. And here comes Josie Evans back into the basketball game. And who's going to check out? Looks like it'll be Marcus Miller. Again, the winner of tonight's basketball game, right back here tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Either way, it's a little bit of a trip, about 50 minutes for Centura, about an hour-ish for Broken Bow. Crossover dribble, Lemberg. Lemberg right down the middle of the lane, pulls up from seven, but can't hit the jumper. Rebound grabbed by Austin Reynolds. Another one and done for the Centurions. Up the floor with it on the right side is Jacobson. Not a lot of transition offense so far this basketball game. As they get it to the high post, trying to take it inside is Jordan Lemberg. Dribbles it off a foot, had to come back out and grab it. And the Indians will retain possession. Right-hand wing is Evans. Brings it back out top to Minnick. To the right elbow, the jumper is up and in for Austin Reynolds. His first bucket of the ball game goes along with a couple of free throws. I don't think he meant to bank it in, as you can tell by the smile on his face. 18-12 Broken Bow. 3 minutes to go here, second quarter. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll have the first half stats, score updates from a couple of other radio games, and a lot more about what's coming up this week. Husker women's update, they were up 22 on 8th-ranked Penn State at the half. The Pinnacle Bank Arena rocking again. Again, they try to force it into Holcomb, reaching around and knocking it away is Lemberg. And a timeout will be called here by Broken Bow. With 2:41 to go in the second quarter of play, it is Broken Bow 18, Centura 12. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits.
Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics. Just coming off a great state tournament. We'll have the state duels at UNK Saturday with coverage all day on ESPN 1460 and 1550. As Broken Bow tries to force it inside to Lemberg, it's rattled out of there, ends up in the hands of Evans. Evans fires up a three around the cylinder and out. Hunter Kasperson will grab his third rebound and just the sixth overall for Centura, which is half as many as Broken Bow. Pick and roll. Holcomb got it underneath. There's a foul, yeah. They didn't give him a room to come down. He actually stepped on the leg of Josie Evans. That's going to sting. And the foul will be on Evans. That's his first and only the second team foul of the game here on Broken Bow. Centura will take the ball out underneath their own hoop. They say no shot. Lemberg trying to set him up off the inbounds. Back up top, Myers. Ball fake, got his man in the air. Drove, kicks it off the double team to Kasperson. The six-footer good. Kasperson hits the bucket, and nice job by Grant Myers. Got his man to bite on the ball fake. Then when they came over to double him, he dropped it off to the man that was left open in Hunter Kasperson. 18-14, Broken Bow. And a walk going to be called on the ball fake from Josh Jacobson. Turnover number six for the Indians. And back in will be their leading scorer, Grayson Minnick. He had the first 6 points of the game. And Centura will take it out in front of their own bench. Game's been moving along. There hasn't been too much excitement as far as lots of fouls, lots of turnovers. We've had a couple timeouts, but low scoring. Hansen got in the air, decided to pass it out to Myers. Nearly walked with the basketball. Now it takes a 13-footer and hits it. Grant Myers didn't know exactly if he wanted to drive or pass, and finally knocked down the bucket. Back-to-back bucket center. They cut it to two. Three from Miller, left corner, and the Indians are still over from the outside, but an offensive rebound for Reynolds. Kick it out for another three, and this time it's good by Grayson Minnick. He's got a game-high 9 points and a lead right back out to five after the Centurions had cut it to two. 1:10 to go here in the first half. Lemberg trots the ball up, double-teamed his give-and-go pass. Went through Kasperson's hands, but Holcomb is there to pick it up. Second chance here, the same play. Kasperson this time puts it up and draws the foul. Broken Bow been on the same play twice in 2 minutes or two possessions there. And some free throws coming up for Hunter Kasperson. The foul will be called on Grayson Minnick, his first. Kasperson, 4 points, three rebounds, couple of fouls already here in the first half. And the free throw is too strong, no good. Second free throw now coming up with 59 seconds to go in the first half of play. On the way, and that's good. So Kasperson gets one of two, and it's 21-17, Broken Bow, as we're under a minute to go here in the first half. Again, a little three-quarter court trap being put on by Centura. Broken Bow will throw over the top of it on the right wing. Marcus Miller. Miller dribbles into the corner, cut off there by Hansen. Kick it back out top, and Evans will bring it out to midcourt, dribbling with 40 seconds, and I think they're holding for one. Take that lead into the halftime locker room. The key is survive and advance now at this time in a postseason. And Broken Bow dribbling it around. Centura will put a little ball pressure on out there. Up top with it is Evans. They call the play, maybe change it off here. Top of the key with it is going to be Lemberg. 15 seconds, trying to bounce pass it inside, and they're going to ding Hunter Kasperson for a reach-in. Tried to reach over the top, and he picks up his third foul with 15 seconds to go and a half. Not a good one there for Kasperson. And so Hickok will come in. He's got two fouls. And Broken Bow will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Looking, Minnick kicks it into the left-hand corner. Now out of the wing, they'll get it to Miller. Way out front, they'll get it to Evans. 9 seconds to go. Grayson Minnick into the corner to Evans. 4 seconds to go. They're going to have to force a shot. Minnick will force that shot, and it is no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. Here in the boys' C-110 Sub-District Basketball Tournament opening round, your score is the Broken Bow Indians 21 and the Centura Centurions 17. You're listening to high school basketball on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Broken Bow, and Dannebrog, along with the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be back with halftime activities right after this.
Mills Ag Service of Dannebrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mills Ag Service of Dannebrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to high school basketball and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits 98.9. Ravenna Sanitation says don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Again at the half, it is Broken Bow 21 and Centura 17. At the half, it's Blue Hill 33 and Franklin 14. We'll give you a halftime update on the Wilcox-Hildreth-Axtell game when we get to that point, currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The Blue Hill-Franklin game is currently airing on The Breeze 94.5 FM. The Nebraska women's basketball team also in action tonight, and they are throttling Penn State, one of the greatest games Nebraska maybe has ever played. They have 75 points with 11 minutes to go in the game. 75-45, the Nebraska women are putting it to the Big Ten Conference leading Penn State Lady Nittany Lions. There's also NCAA men's basketball going on tonight. Syracuse leading Maryland 47-37. Later tonight on Big Monday, Oklahoma is at Kansas. Again, a reminder, the winner of this ball game is back tomorrow night at 6 o'clock to take on Gibbon, followed by Kearney Catholic and Minden at 7:45. And then the finals are coming up on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. You'll hear them all here on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll also be bringing you more coverage of the D19 on ESPN 1460, as all the action will be continuing tomorrow. The Wilcox Hildreth Axtell winner will take on Elm Creek. Overton will take on Amherst. Every team there with a winning record, and they are playing on ESPN. Then the finals coming up on Thursday. Of course, over there at Minden on the Breeze 94.5, the other three teams are all in the C2 top five. Hastings St. Cecilia, Donovan Trumbull, and defending state champion Southern Valley. So some of the tougher teams and districts, sub-districts in the state are right in our backyard. Here it is 21-17 in favor of Broken Bow. We'll be back. Take a look at the first half numbers right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers of this evening's basketball game. First off for Centura, Michael Hansen has hit the game's only three-pointer for the Centurions, and that's his total. Hunter Kasperson has 5 points and three rebounds. Nathan Lemberg, 2 points. Wyatt Gleason, 1 rebound. Grant Myers, 2 points. Jacob Hickok, a rebound. Travis Holcomb, 5 points, a rebound, and a block shot. Centura not getting to the glass. 5 rebounds in the first quarter. I had them for only 1 in the second quarter of play. Free throw shooting, 1 of 1 in the first, 1 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first, and 1 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in the first, 2 in the second. Foul situation, only 2 players have fouls, but Jacob Hickok has 2 and Hunter Kasperson has 3. 7 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second. And at the half, Centura has 17 points, 6 rebounds, 2 out of 3 at the free throw line, 1 of 8 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 5 turnovers. We'll come back and look at Broken Bow's numbers right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look now at the first half numbers for Broken Bow. 3 players with 4 points and 1 with 9. Marcus Miller has been very quiet tonight, just 1 rebound. Josh Jacobson, 4 points and a rebound. Austin Reynolds, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Jordan Lemberg, 4 points, 4 rebounds. And Grayson Minnick scored the first 6. He's got 9 points and 3 rebounds. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 of the second. Free throw shooting went to the line once. Reynolds hit them both. 3-point shooting for the Indians. 0 of 2 in the first quarter. 1 of 4 in the second quarter. And turnovers, 3 in each quarter. Only 3 total fouls were called on Broken Bow in the first half. Nobody with more than 1. Brooke and Bowe, 12 points in the first, 9 in the second, and at the half, the Indians have 21 points, 13 rebounds, 2 out of 2 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from three-point land, and 6 turnovers. And at the half, the number 4 seed Broken Bow leads the number 5 seed Centura by a score of 21-17. At halftime, the Wilcox-Hildreth defense must be putting a number tonight on an Axtell offense, as it's been pretty good. 22-8 at half, Wilcox-Hildreth leading that one over Axtell. Also, as we told you, it was Blue Hill leading Franklin at the half in their ball game, 33-14, as Blue Hill held Franklin to just 3 points there in the second quarter of play. A reminder of our girls' district basketball action coming up on Friday. All of the district finals are set for Friday here on Classic Hits. We will be following the Ravenna Blue Jays taking on Dundee County Stratton. That game will be played at North Platte High School. And we will have all the action for you at 7 o'clock here on Classic Hits 98.9. Also, on ESPN 1460 and 1550, we'll be bringing you action from Gibbon High School between Giltner and Bertrand. Of course, they faced each other in the district volleyball final this year when they were 1-2. Now, they're not 1-2 in basketball. Giltner, highly rated. Bertrand is not, and they will be playing on ESPN 1460 and 1550, while on 1230 AM KHAS, St. Cecilia will play Sutton at Hastings High School. All those games will also be on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Other girls' district finals on Friday involving area teams, Minden and Grand Island Central Catholic will be playing at Hastings College. These are all 7 o'clock tip-offs. Also, in Class D, it will be Red Cloud and Humphrey St. Francis at Grand Island Central Catholic. Elm Creek and Arapahoe will be playing at Lexington. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. It is Broken Bow 21, Centura 17. The second half is next.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publisher Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth as we begin the second half of play. Broken Bow will have the basketball, and Centura has decided to start it a man-to-man. They were zoned the entire first half, and Miller will drive on that man-to-man, get it partially tipped, rebound pulled down, and put back up and in by Jordan Lemberg. His 6 point of the basketball game, and it's back to a 6 point lead. That's the biggest lead that Broken Bow has had. Centura has never had a lead. Broken Bow scored the first six. Centura's cut it to 1-2. Long three, Lemberg. It's no good. Rebound comes out into the hands of Josh Jacobson. Centura 1 of 9 from 3 point land. Need a few to go here. Now a three for Minnick for the Indians. It's no good. Backside rebound to Michael Hansen, his first of the game. And Centura will slow it down as they did so much of the time offensively in the first half. Again, Centura beat Broken Bow a month ago, 55-50. Lemberg, spin move in the lane, got his man to fly by, and he'll score. So Nathan Lemberg will get his second bucket of the game. And I think that we might see Centura do more of that, just isolate Lemberg. They like it. They've tried it a couple of times. It's worked. And we'll see if they stay with that. Top of the key, Minnick drives the right side of the paint, kicks it back out in the corner. A little happy feet for Reynolds. He decides to throw it inside. They fight for it. It's ripped out of there. Lemberg with the steal. Seventh turnover, Broken Bow, and Centura gives it right back, trying to throw it the length of the floor to Michael Hansen. They overshoot him and out of bounds. So trying to get that Centura crowd into it and get him going. Turned it over. So Broken Bow will get the ball right back. 23-19. 6.5 to go in the third quarter here on Classic Hits. Over on the right side of the key is going to be Minnick. Top of the circle to Lemberg. Force it down to the low block. There's going to be a hand check foul called on Michael Hansen, trying to keep up with Jordan Lemberg off the back screen. First foul of the half on either team. And it'll be Broken Bow ball underneath their own hoop. They'll box the lane. Minnick to throw it in. Dumps it in. Found his big man, and he'll drum. Lemberg will jump with the right hand and score. He just kind of did a little fake with the hip one way and came back the other way, and it's 25-19. That's eight now for Lemberg. Again, now Nathan Lemberg for Centura, trying to work one-on-one here against Jacobson. Fadeaway jumper from 10, no good. And a foul fighting for the rebound, and it looks like they're going to call this on Broken Bow. Over the back, called on Grayson Minnick. That'll be his second, and Centura will get it underneath their own hoop. And do we get some blood? Yeah, it looks like there's some blood here on Hickok. So he's going to have to come out of the ball game. And they'll get the trainer and try and get that taken care of as quickly as they can. Coming in will be Hunter Kasperson, who is playing with those three fouls. So he'll have to be a little careful with 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. Kasperson to throw it in from underneath his own hoop. Looking backside, not there, to Nate Lemberg in the short left corner for the three. Again, it is no good, just a little flat. And the rebound brought down by Jordan Lemberg of Broken Bow. Quickly into the front court to Minnick, but Centura hustles back. So Broken Bow will slow it up. Looks like Centura's decided to go back to the 2-1-2 zone. And that's why Coach Watomic wanted to slow it down so they can get the right offense called. Right wing with it is Minnick. Minnick between the circles, working over to the left wing. Rotating it around the perimeter. Driving the baseline is Lemberg. Nothing there. Back up top. Three-pointer on the way. Jacobson, it is no good. Rebound hauled down by Hunter Kasperson. To Lemberg. Long pass into the front court. Hansen thinking about the three. Dribbles back to Lemberg. Nathan slow dribble to the right wing. Back up top, Hansen. Free throw line, Myers. Back up top, Centura. Try to get it inside to Holcomb. Holcomb on the block right side. Turnaround jumper. Hand in his face. No good. And the board brought down by Marcus Miller, his second. So Centura inside has not been able to get a whole lot done. Swing pass over to Miller. Broken Bow looking for their biggest lead of the game in a very low-scoring contest. We said these teams sometimes don't get into the 40s, and they're definitely not on pace to do it here. On the left wing, basketball will get into the corner now to Lemberg. Long possession, rotated over to Miller. Jump stop, left his feet. Ball knocked away by Holcomb. The steal made. Centura up, Hansen to Myers. Myers high off the glass, missed it. Offensive rebound, Hansen out to Kasperson for three. No. And the rebound brought down by Austin Reynolds. It just isn't going the way of the Centurions right now. They cannot buy a bucket. Midway through the third quarter, 25-19. It was 21-17 at halftime. So two buckets by Jordan Lemberg and one by Nathan Lemberg, and that's it. And as they try to get the ball inside to Jordan Lemberg, they're going to call a foul on Holcomb. That'll be his first and the team's second. Got the bleeding stopped here on Jacob Hickok's eye. And he'll come in, and Kasperson will check out. Just any little mini run is going to change the complexion of this game. It either gets Centura right back in it or pulls Broken Bow away. Left-hand hook is up and in for Jordan Lemberg. That's the second time he's had a four-footer off an inbounds pass. And he's got all six of the quarter, 27-19, Broken Bow. Lemberg switches it over to Hickok, left alone, 12-footer, got it. Jacob with his first bucket of the basketball game, and it finally moves the scoreboard here. Up to for Centura, 27-21 Indians, 3:20 to go, third quarter. On the left wing with it will be Jacobson. Bounce pass inside, trying to find some room. Kick it to the left-hand corner to Minnick. Minnick up top to Jacobson, rotate it to Miller. Miller drives to the right corner. Inside, a touch pass again to the big fella Lemberg, and he'll score on the assist from Austin Reynolds. Broken Bow has found a little something. They're making quick passes inside, using just maybe a touch of a height advantage, And Lemberg has 12 in the game, all eight here in the quarter. 29-21, Broken Bow. Centura with the ball between the circles. Lemberg to Myers. They just can't get him free off the pick. Back out Lemberg. Long three. No good. Ball out of bounds off Broken Bow. Checking in, Josie Evans and Noah Gary for the Indians. And another timeout for Centura. They'll have two remaining with 2:40 to go here in the third quarter to play. It is Broken Bow 29 and Centura 21. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Get a big thank you to Mitch Stein and all the fine folks here at Kearney High for their hospitality. As Centura inbounds it off the timeout. They go up top. Myers, he's covered, can't get the three. Over to Lemberg, isolated one-on-one. Down to the low block, steps through the double team and scores. 6 points for Lemberg, and it's 29-23. So able to score off that timeout, always important. Draw the play up, execute it, and Centura did it there. Broken Bow will have the ball kicked. We remind you that we're here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford in Kearney help. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees just to fill out the paperwork. Only great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Broken Bow gets the ball inside to Lemberg. That time he missed the jump hook, but got his own rebound and scores. Lemberg with all 10 Broken Bow points here in the third quarter, 31-23. Centura trying to make some headway here. The three-pointer off the screen by Hanson's over everything, and a foul on Hickok going for the rebound. And that'll be Hickok's third. Centura 0 of 5 in this quarter and 1 of 13 in the game from beyond the arc. And they have just 23 points. The thing with that is if they can just, you know, you can't make 10 in a row and you surely don't miss that many. So Centura knocks down a couple here and they're right back in the game, but they don't want to wait much longer. Don't want to fall behind more in this low-scoring game and a break at the other end as the ball goes through Jordan Lemberg's hand. Broken Bow has now turned it over three times in each quarter. On the floor for Centura, Kasperson, Myers, Lemberg, along with Hanson and Holcomb. 1:30 to go in the third quarter. It's win or go home, and it's Broken Bow 31 and Centura 23. Michael Hanson, left corner, back up top to Myers. Myers, between the circles, trying to get that screen. A little pick and roll, but nice coverage there by Lemberg not to let Kasperson get loose. Nate Lemberg on the right wing. There's the pick and roll into Holcomb, and he's hammered. Three Indians went with him, but they couldn't stop him from being fouled. And it's going to go against Noah Gary, his first, second team foul. Again, fouls haven't been a big problem tonight. It's just that for Centura, Kasperson and Hickok have the majority of them. Trying to set up Myers for a three. Can't get it away in the left corner. He'll dribble, finds a seam to the lane, puts up the runner and scores. Good drive and bucket by Grant Myers. Made the right decision. They shut down the three in the lane wide open, 31-25. 50 seconds to go here. Broken Bow spreads the floor a little bit against the Centura zone. On the left side of the key with it is Jacobson. Josh swings it over to Miller. Miller bounce pass into Gary. Gary turnaround jumper off the heel, no good. Ball popped in the air, and I think they're going to call Jordan Lemberg over the back. He's been doing a good job of elevating. That time they're going to say that he climbed the back, and that'll be the second on Jordan. 13 foul, and Centura gets the ball back. Centura needs a bucket here. Cut it to four, possibly three going into the third quarter, and you've got yourself a ball game, a one-possession game maybe. And instead, ball is dribbled off the foot and out of bounds, but it's off the foot of the Indians, Josh Jacobson. He couldn't quite grab her. It would have been all the way to the other end for the layup. And Broken Bow settles on defense. Kasperson tries to step through the double team out top to Hansen. 20 seconds. Hansen, jump stop. Back out to the wing to Myers. Myers, top of the key, three. It is no good. Rebound tipped around. Kasperson underneath. Reverse layup, no good. Holcomb underneath. Back up. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Lemberg. Up ahead, Broken Bow, 3-2, and they throw it away. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Broken Bow 31, Centura 25 at the C-110 Boys Sub-District here on Classic Hits.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Caro. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Well, there, producer-engineer Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Kearney High School, where the third quarter belonged to Jordan Lemberg. He had all 10 points for Broken Bow. They turned it over three more times in Centura, but Centura just can't throw it in the ocean right now. 0 of 6 from the three-point arc that quarter, 1 of 14 for the game. Broken Bow is just 1 of 8 from outside. Centura gets the ball to start the fourth quarter. Get into the left-hand corner to Lemberg. No shot, so he'll try and lob it inside to Holcomb. The ball is tipped and stolen away. Seventh turnover of the game for Centura, so that hasn't necessarily been the problem here this evening for the Centurions. They just have not been able to score. There were no free throws attempted in that last quarter. And in the corner, Broken Bow tries a three and hits it. Grayson Minnick hits his second three of the ball game. He's got 12. Lemberg has 14, and that's 26 of the 34 here for Broken Bow, and they are now up by 9. That's their largest lead. And at the other end, we're going to get a whistle and a foul on Broken Bow's Josh Jacobson, his first and the team's fourth. Three have been called this half on Centura. Blue Hill leading Franklin 53-25 at the end of the third quarter on the breeze, 94.5. Here's Lemberg, top of the key three off the inbound. Front of the iron, no good. Holcomb had it for a minute, but it ends up in the hands of Grayson Minnick. That'll be his fourth rebound of the game. 7:10 to go. Broken Bow looking to advance to play a Gibbon team that they've already beaten. They'll dump it underneath, and Austin Reynolds is fouled. Reynolds will go to the line. This is only the second trip to the line, and the first one was also by Reynolds back in the first quarter. The foul will be called on Michael Hansen. I think that's his second foul. They've only posted it as his first. And the free throw no good by Reynolds. Again, tomorrow's winner does get Gibbon at 6, followed by Kearney Catholic and Minden in game 2. You'll hear it here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Second free throw, Austin Reynolds. In and out, and Hickok will grab the rebound. On the right wing to Lemberg. Into the front court, gives it to Myers. Back up top to Hickok. All of a sudden, a 9-point deficit here for the Centurions. And when you've only scored 25, they've got to knock them down now. This is their last quarter of play if they don't. Hickok, thinking about a three, takes the three, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Centura. Dribbling it off his foot is Minnick, but he's got his teammate Austin Reynolds to get the basketball across the timeline for him. And a reach-in foul going to be called on Nathan Lemberg, trying to knock the basketball away. That'll be the first on Lemberg, the fourth team foul, and that's where it is. Lemberg has two, and Hansen just has one. So we'll switch that back in our book. 6.5 to go, and Broken Bow not putting up a ton of points, but They're in control of this game. They've led the whole way. Hickok really bodying up Miller, and Miller dribbled the ball off his foot, trying to get around him, and Broken Bow with their 11th turnover. But the bottom line is Centura has got to score points. 25 is not going to get it done. This is a team that scored 55 against Broken Bow before. They put up 69 just a week ago. Here's a three by Hansen. No good. Ball pulled down. Hickok gets an offensive board. Kicks it out to Myers. Myers comes into the paint. The little six-footer is good. Grant Myers with his sixth point. 34-27. Pressure on. Broken Bow breaks the press. Two on two. Coming to a stop at the other end is Josh Jacobson, and he'll put it up and score. 36-27. Centura brings the ball up the floor, but they just don't have that attacking mentality right now. Into Holcomb. He got fouled. Good call by the officials here who have kept it pretty clean. This is going to go on Jacobson. His second, team's fifth. And it'll be Centura ball underneath their own hoop. Lemberg to throw it in. Going to come all the way out to Hickok. Hickok just holds the basketball to Myers, top of the circle. Myers swings it over on the left side of the key. Lemberg in the paint. Little contact, no whistle that time. Probably was a foul. The shot no good. Rebound to Jordan Lemberg, his ninth. Baseball pass into the front court to Austin Reynolds. Back to the trailer, Grayson Minnick. Minnick gets by the defender, cut off on the right side of the key. Hands it off to Miller. Miller steps on a foot as he drives, and a foul going to be called on Centura. Foul's going to be on Hickok, and that is his fourth personal foul. And a timeout going to be called here by Centura. They have just one to go, one left in the game. And with 5:22 to go here in the fourth quarter, 36-27, Broken Bow. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Melzack Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Melzack Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Melzack Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Doug to do with you here at Kearney High with 5:22 to go in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Broken Bow 36, Centura 27. The Nebraska women just about finishing things up in Lincoln. After leading by as many as 30, they lead Penn State 90-72 with a minute to go. And Broken Bow misses a layup on the inbounds. An offensive rebound, though, and a big battle underneath. Grabbed by Jordan Lemberg. That's his 10th. Gives him a double-double with 14 points and 10 rebounds. And a foul on Hunter Kasperson, and now he has four. And that'll put Broken Bow in the 1-1. Kasperson and Hickok with four. There's nobody else on either team with more than two. Lemberg to shoot two. First free throw attempts of the ball game. As we said, Broken Bow is 2-4 at the line. Those from Reynolds, and the free throw is good. 15 points for Jordan Lemberg. 37-27, their first double-digit lead of the game. Lemberg takes a little extra time to get that toe on the line. Couple of dribbles and fires it towards the rim. It's no good. The rebound comes out long. Kasperson will grab his sixth board here for Centura. Down 10 with 5:12 to go. With it is Hansen. Hansen drives to the left baseline, tries the reverse layup. Good defense, shot no good. Ball deflected away, picked up by Kasperson. Kasperson rolls around the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by Jordan Lemberg. And here come the Indians. Into the front court with it will be Miller. Just playing catch out around the perimeter. A lot of time left. 4:45 to go, but Centura just having trouble scoring. Driving the baseline, here is going to be Grayson Minnick. Minnick will stop, put it up off the glass, and score. And it's 39-27. A 12-point cushion now for the Indians. Centura to Hansen, over to Lemberg. They're letting them shoot the three now. It's no good. Just so flat. The rebound brought down by Lemberg. His outlet pass knocked away, but Rokenbow will grab it. Centura is 1 of 18 from three-point land, and Rokenbow now wants to call a timeout. With 4:13 to go in the game, the Indians are now up by 12, 39-27. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth with 4:13 to go. 39-27, Rokenbow has taken the lead at, from 6 out to 12. And they're looking to put this away, and a hand check foul going to be called on Nathan Lemberg. Reached for the basketball and came up with arm. So a 1-1 set up here for the Indians. And it'll be Marcus Miller looking for his first point of the evening. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Dana Brong, Bolus, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Front end of the 1-1, Miller spins out no good. Travis Holcomb just his third rebound of the game. And up the floor come the Centurions. Hickok to Myers. They went for the steal, didn't get it. Pull up three. Myers is short. Rebound yanked down by the Indians. Pushing the ball up the floor will be Minnick. Minnick brings it into the front court against a trapping zone defense. Centura knows they've got to push the pace now. Time is winding down on their season. Marcus Miller between the circles. Dump it into the right-hand corner. For Minnick, Grayson down low, reverse layup blocked by Holcomb, but then it goes right into the hands of the Indians, and a foul going to be called. The foul is on Hickok, and that is it. Jacob Hickok has fouled out of the game. Jacob, one of the seniors on this team, has most likely just played his final moment for Centura. With 3:37 to go in the game, Hickok, 2 points. Three rebounds, leaves us with 3:37 to go. And at the line to shoot two will be Austin Reynolds, and the first one is too strong. Reynolds puts a high arch on that free throw, made his first two, now has missed his last three. And a second free throw coming up on the way, and that one is short. The ball goes out of bounds. It's off of Lemberg trying to rip it away from Minnick. And Rokenbow gets the ball back. At the end of three quarters of play, it's Wilcox held with 34 and Axtell 17. On the inbound, it's missed that time by Jordan Lemberg. Short jumper, and Holcomb will grab the rebound. Up the floor, Grant Myers. Ball fake, drives to the left baseline. Cut off there by Miller. Back to Lemberg on a wing. Get it inside Holcomb, up and in. That time he got position on Jordan Lemberg, and Holcomb will go to the line for the second time tonight, trying to complete the three-point play, but that's only the second bucket here in the fourth quarter. 3:20 remaining. 39-29, and a chance to cut it to nine for Holcomb. The foul was called on Jordan Lemberg, his third. Free throw is up, and it's good. So Holcomb, 2 of 2 at the line, has 8 points. 39-30, trying to put some full court pressure on now. Rokenbow breaks it. They've got a 2-on-1. Jacobson brings it in, got Holcomb in the air, and Holcomb fouled him. Travis, just a sophomore, we've talked to some coaches when he's gotten in foul trouble before, saying we know to ball fake him because he will leave his feet. And that's exactly what Holcomb did there, his second personal foul. And now it'll be up to Josh Jacobson to earn it from the charity stripe, his first free throws of the game. And it's on the way. No good. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll have all the final stats, score updates, and move you on to tomorrow's sub-district semifinals. Second free throw now by Jacobson is short. And so not helping themselves at the free throw line of the Indians. And Michael Hansen grabs his third rebound of the half to Lemberg. Wheels and deals, right baseline. Puts it up too strong. Rebound brought down by Marcus Miller. And here comes Broken Bow again, breaking some pressure. Jordan Lemberg, he doesn't want to dribble too bad, so gives it to Miller. Spreading the floor here, Broken Bow. Centura trying to match him up here with a man-to-man. Miller swings it over the left side. They'll fire the three. It's on the way. No good by Josh Jacobson. And the ball is saved in by Jordan Lemberg. And another timeout called here by Broken Bow. They have two timeouts remaining. 2:38 to go in the basketball game. It is Broken Bow 39, Centura 30. You're listening to the C-110 Boys Subdistrict Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits.
Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents love to talk about satisfied customers and how they got that way.
I remember Bob and his old motorcycle. They were joined at the hip. Then somebody helped themselves to it. But because he insured it right, Shelter helped him get a new anniversary edition of the same model. Bob still misses his old bike, but he admits his new seat is a lot more comfortable.
Motorcycles to riding mowers, RVs to bass boats, we've got you covered.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Joe Methy.
Welcome back to Kearney High in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda with you here as Broken Bow off their timeout gets it in. Whittles the clock down to 2.5 to go, leading at 39-30 over Centura. Looking for a rematch with a given team they beat earlier this year. Falling down Marcus Miller, but he's able to scoop the ball away to Minnick just in time. And Broken Bow is trying to play keep away with a 9-point lead. Now Minnick finds his man, Lemberg, underneath in the layup. Oh, he missed it. Offensive rebound, Minnick. He got fouled. Shot's no good. And then there is a big-time foul underneath. And a whistle called. The foul will be called on Michael Hansen. He was trying to punch the ball away, and he kind of missed the ball. So Jordan Lemberg, who's one of two at the line, will go there to shoot two. Broken Bow is one of nine from the charity stripe here in the fourth quarter. They should have had this salted away. And the first free throw is good. That is 16 game-high points for the senior post, Jordan Lemberg, 40-30. Second free throw. On the way, and this one is going to skip off no good. Hunter Kasperson with his eighth rebound to lead the Centurions tonight. To Lemberg, to Myers, takes the three off the screen, comes up short, no good. Ball goes right back to him, and he'll follow it and score. Grant Myers with his eighth point of the basketball game. Full court pressure on, down 42-32 the score should be, and in the backcourt, a foul going to be called. Centura wanted the walk. The foul will be Michael Hansen. 40-32 should be the score. They've got it backwards. With 1:46 to go in the game. 40-32 at the line will be Grayson Minnick. Minnick will shoot two. And the first free throw is no good. So again, they're struggling, and now the referee wants to make sure that the score is correct. With 1:46 to go. Still an 8-point game. You're two threes away from being right there. And if Broken Bow continues to throw mud up against that backboard, they're going to give Centura chances. Second free throw on the way. No good. Rebound brought down by Travis Holcomb. Here come the Centurions. Lemberg's going to take it all the way in. And a charge going to be called. Lemberg was going to the hoop the entire way. And Lemberg picking up his fourth personal foul. I don't know about that one. But that's the way it goes. And here comes Broken Bow, 40-32. That's one of those. Could have cut it to six. Broken Bow brings the ball up the floor. Stopping with it is going to be Minnick, and then a foul. Centura trying to knock it away. And that's it for Lemberg. Nathan Lemberg is the second Centurion to foul out of this basketball game. 6 points, no rebounds. 1:31 to go, and he will join Jacob Hickok on the bench. And now checking in for Centura will be Jacob Christensen. And Lemberg, another senior. Well, now they change it and say it's his fourth. So he stays in the game. Centura needs that. And at the line to shoot two will be Grayson Minnick. Minnick puts the free throw up and in. So he now has 6 of his team's points here in the fourth quarter. 41-32 Broken Bow. This will be the 13th free throw. They're 3 of 12 in the quarter. And Minnick will put it up. No good. Rebound to Holcomb. That's his fifth of the half. Over to Lemberg. Minute and a half to go to Myers. A long three. No, they just unbelievably can't make one. Hustle by Kasperson, but it goes out of bounds. Centura is now 0 of 7 in the quarter and 1 of 21 from three-point land in this game. Broken Bow tries to get it in. They do to Miller. Jump pass. Gets it back into the hands of his leading scorer in the first half, Minnick, and then the ball's knocked away. Going in for the layup and drawing the foul. No, they're going to wave it off and call a travel. And Centura doesn't like that one. The officials are going to confer and say that's what happened. So they called a charge on Lemberg, wiped off a potential bucket, and now a potential three-point play here. And Centura gives it right back. It seems like when Broken Bow turns it over, so does Centura. And now a timeout called by Broken Bow because they couldn't get the ball in. So, with that season on the line, a minute 12 to go in the game. Broken Bow 41, Centura 32. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog is always geared up and ready to help you in the fields. Whether it's in the heart of the harvest season or during the off-season, make the call to Mills Ag Service. Mel is experienced repairing international and all tractor brands, along with irrigation parts and accessories. The service you need, when you need it. Count on the one name you need to remember. Mills Ag Service of Dannenbrog, a proud Centurion sponsor.
That I didn't put down, yeah. All right, let's get to the back to the action here with a minute 12 to go. Broken Bow facing full court pressure, trying to take this one home, and the pass going to be knocked away by Kasperson. So Broken Bow's 13th turnover, 41-32, a minute to go. Out to Myers, open three, and all the way around and out, it will not go. It's can opener night for the Centurions. Rebound brought down by Jordan Lemberg, and Broken Bow, even though they... And then a foul going to be called here on Hunter Kasperson. And that could be his fifth. We had a mess up in the book earlier. I think it should be his fifth. And so Kasperson will foul out with 5 points, a team high 8 rebounds, and 45 seconds to go in the game. Back in for Broken Bow, Josie Evans. There was really little controversy or upset anybody until the last couple minutes here. And of course, when the ball's not going in a hoop, that kind of doubles the frustration. The free throw by Jordan Lemberg bounces around and goes in. On a night where Broken Bow is lucky that this wasn't a one-possession game. Second free throw down. Lemberg looking for his 18th point, and he got it. 18 points, 14 rebounds unofficially for Jordan Lemberg. 43-32 with 45 seconds to go. At the other end, a shot and a foul will send Nathan Lemberg to the line. The only thing you don't want to do if you're Broken Bow is commit that foul. Going to go on Jacobson, his third. 38 seconds to go. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show coming up. We'll have all the final stats, some other scores for you as the free throw is good. Loomis defeated Eustace Farnham tonight in Class D2 action. Blue Hill defeated Franklin 68-35 to advance on to tomorrow night's action in Minden. Second free throw, and Nathan Lemberg hits them both. He's got 8 points, and it's 43-34. Pressure on. Broken Bow throws it away. Grant Myers is able to track it down. He'll take the three and hit it. And a timeout going to be called here. Centura was trying to get the timeout called. Let's see if they did or not. Off the three-pointer by Grant Myers. As one of the fans says, about 30 seconds ran off the clock. 43-37. And let's see what exactly is going to be called here. As there was some confusion, I think the ball got away, and then they got it back in. When I looked over, they had not inbounded the ball yet, though. So if they want a timeout, they should get it. And now here we go. Broken Bow to throw it in. It's a six-point game. Get it into the corner. Here comes Marcus Miller. Gets by the defender, and there's a foul. Foul going to be called on Travis Holcomb. He committed it just in time because Jordan Lemberg was wide open at the other end, ready for a layup. Third on Holcomb. And at the line, Marcus Miller. He's 0 of 1, hasn't scored, gets two free throws. And the first free throw is on the way, and it's good. So finally, the Indians able to put some charity shots down with 25 seconds to go. This will be the 19th free throw of the fourth quarter, and he hit them both. So Miller hits a couple of big free throws. Only 7 of 19, though, from the line here in the fourth quarter as Nate Lemberg, coast to coast, spins, draws the foul. And two free throws coming up with 19 seconds to go. The foul is on Josh Jacobson. That's his fourth. Lemberg hit two earlier in this quarter. Going to try and hit some more here. But only 19 seconds remain. Broken Bow does have one timeout left. And the free throw is good. 45-38. And Lemberg to put up his second. It's on the way, and it crawls off the rim. No good. Rebound, Broken Bow. Austin Reynolds throws it away right to Holcomb, who lays it up and in. Still no timeout. 45-40 with 10 seconds to go. Broken Bow will break the press, get the layup, and that's the ball game. And Broken Bow will advance on as the half-court shot at the horn is no good with a final score of Broken Bow 47 and Centura 40. Broken Bow didn't take very good care of the ball or make their free throws in the fourth quarter, but Centura could not buy a bucket tonight. They end up 2 of 23 from three-point land and will end their season at 5-18. Broken Bow avenges a loss, improves to 10-11, and will play Gibbon tomorrow night, a team that they beat earlier this season. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
For years, the Bosch & Sons name has meant solid welding for Central Nebraska, and it's a reputation you can count on when it's needed most. If it's made of metal, Bosch & Sons Welding and Repair can fix it. For new or repairs on cattle panels, feed bunks, chutes, or anything around the farm, contact Bosch Welding and Repair at 207 South High Street in Cairo. For solutions, call Bosch for a tight weld.
Welcome back to Kearney High School, and this is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports taking care of all of Central Nebraska schools and athletes for decades and will continue to do so from their storefront location at Orne. As you start to get ready for spring sports, whether it's soccer, track, whatever it may be, Misco's can get you geared up. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Broken Bow, 47, and Centura, 40. Centura scoring 15 of those points in the fourth quarter of play. And it's just a little too late for the Centurions here tonight. Michael Hansen hit 1 3-point bucket, one of the only two that were made in the game. He'll end up with 3 points and three rebounds. Hunter Kasperson will end up with 5 points and a game-high team-high eight rebounds. Nathan Lemberg ended up with 9 points here this evening. Got a few after they thought he had fouled out, but had miscalculated that. So he'll have 9 points in the game. Wyatt Gleason had one rebound. Grant Myers had 7 in the fourth quarter and led the Centurions tonight with 11 points. He had one rebound. Jacob Hickok, 2 points, three rebounds before fouling out. And Travis Holcomb ended up with 10 points, six rebounds, and two block shots. Six rebounds in the first half, 16 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 3 in the first half, and in the second half, 4 of 5. 3-point shooting, 1 of 8 in the first half, and 1 of 15 in the second half for Centura. Just couldn't get anything going tonight from the outside. Turnovers, Centura did take pretty good care of the ball. 5 in the first half, I only had him for 3 in the second half. So 11 for Grant Myers, 10 for Travis Holcomb, 9 for Nathan Lemberg. As 6 players got the score column tonight, Centura had just 17 points at halftime. They scored 23 in the second half, and the Centurions finished with 40 points, 22 rebounds, 6 out of 8 at the free throw line, 2 of 23 from three-point land, 2 block shots and 8 turnovers. Centura will end their season at 5-18, saying goodbye to their seniors, Nathan Lemberg, Jacob Osborne, Jacob Hickok, and Travis Littlemeyer. We'll be back and take a look at the final numbers for Broken Bow after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Orne, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here at Kearney High. Let's take a look at the final numbers now for Broken Bow. It was all the 5 starters. Coach Ryan Watovic did sub in a couple of players, but it was all starters when it came to scoring and rebounding and anything that had to do with this basketball game tonight. Marcus Miller, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Josh Jacobson, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Austin Reynolds, 4 points, 6 rebounds. Grayson Minnick got the Indians off to a good start with their first 6 points. He ended up with 15 points, 7 rebounds. And Jordan Lemberg, the 6'2 senior post, led the way tonight for the Broken Bow Indians with a game-high 20 points and game-high 14 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half, 19 in the second half. Free throw shooting, they were 2 of 2 going into the fourth quarter of play, and Broken Bow 7 of 19, and they hit their last 4, so they were 3 of 16 at one point there in the fourth quarter, allowing Centura to stick around, but they end up 7 of 19 in the fourth quarter of play. 3-point shooting, 1 of 6 in the first half, 1 of 4 in the second half, turnover 6 in the first half, and 8 in the second half of play. Broken Bow had 21 points at halftime. They scored 26 in the second half. The Indians finished with 47 points, 32 rebounds, 9 out of 21 at the free throw line, 2 of 10 from 3-point land, and 14 turnovers, as Broken Bow improves to 10-11 on the season with a 47-40 win over Centura. That will take them in to the sub-district semifinals tomorrow night, right back here at Kearney High at 6 o'clock as they take on a Gibbon team. And again, they beat Gibbon earlier this season in maybe Broken Bow's biggest win, 61-53 at home. When you take a look at their wins, nobody had a record even close to what Gibbon had as far as teams at Broken Bow have beaten. So Gibbon will be looking for some revenge tomorrow night. Then we'll be followed by Kearney Catholic and Minden. The finals are Thursday at 7. You can hear them all here on Classic Hits. We'll take a final break, look at some other scores from around the area right after this on the Bisco Sports Postgame Show.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Some other sub-district opening round games tonight. Blue Hill defeated Franklin 68-35. It was Brady over Maxwell 63-46. Cedar Valley down Cross County 41-31. Loomis over Eustis Farnham 47-40. Maywood over Juanita Palisades 63-47. And it was Wilcox Hildreth over Axtell by a score of 42-29. Taking a look at what is still to come, lots of basketball over the next couple of nights. Again, we will be bringing you the C-110 tomorrow night, starting with Gibbon and Broken Bow, followed by Kearney Catholic and Minden. Then in the C-28, which is going on at Minden High School on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Donovan Trumbull, the number one seed, will play Blue Hill at 6, followed by Southern Valley and Hastings St. Cecilia at 7:30, Donovan, Southern Valley, and St. Cecilia all ranked in the top five today in the Omaha World Herald. And then, of course, in the D1 on ESPN 1460, Elm Creek will play Wilcox Hildreth, followed by Overton taking on Axtell. And don't forget, again, our girls' district coverage on Friday. We will have the Ravenna-Dundee County game here on Classic Hits. Bertrand Giltner on ESPN 1460, St. Cecilia Sutton will be on 1230 KHAS. And the Nebraska women tonight, huge win for the Husker women as they blow out 8th-ranked Penn State. The Huskers were up by as many as 30, and they win it 94-74 tonight. The Husker women now moving up in the Big Ten rankings, taking down the number one team. And as far as your leading scorers tonight, let's just give you a little bit there. T. Loudermill led the way with 27 points, 19 for Jordan Hooper, 17 for Rachel Terrio, and 14 for Emily Cady in tonight's win. The Husker women with the win against Penn State. The Husker men will be at Illinois on Wednesday night. For UNK, they are home Wednesday and Friday, and both of those will be at the Health and Sports Center. For a while there, the Friday game had been moved to Kearney Catholic because of the state wrestling duels, but they've worked that out. The Lopers will be at the Health and Sports Center Wednesday and Friday, and Hastings College will open up the GPAC tournament hosting quarterfinal games, the women with Doan at 6, the men with Nebraska Wesleyan at 8 on Wednesday night. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, taking care of all of our athletes. You'll be better equipped for the games you play when you trust Misco Sports. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Again, the final score, Broken Bow 47, Centura 40. We'll see you back here at Kearney High tomorrow night. Have a good night, everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Agricultural Services and